This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Just in, President Biden is commuting the sentences of 37 of the 40 inmates on federal death row to life without the possibility of parole. He says the U.S. should stop the use of the death penalty at the federal level. A court date today for Luigi Mangione. The AP's Julie Walker.
Luigi Mangione awaiting a Monday arraignment in New York on a state charge of murder as an act of terrorism for killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. He's also facing federal charges that could carry the death penalty. The 26-year-old was returned to the city Thursday in shackles and an orange jumpsuit surrounded by heavily armed police. Mayor Eric Adams.
This act of terrorism and the violence that stems from it is something that would not be tolerated.
Prosecutors cited entries in Mangione's notebook as evidence. The target is insurance because it checks every box. Julie Walker, New York.
Honda and Nissan are going to work toward a merger. The AP's Donna Warder has this.
Japanese automakers Honda and Nissan say they plan to merge and create the world's third largest automaker worth more than $50 billion. The two companies say they've signed a memorandum of understanding and that Mitsubishi Motors, the smaller Nissan Alliance member, has also agreed to join talks on integrating their businesses. Japanese automakers have been lagging behind their big rivals in electric vehicles, and they're trying to cut costs and make up for lost time. Even after a merger, Toyota would still remain the leading Japanese automaker. I'm Donna Warder.
President-elect Trump is suggesting that his new administration could try to regain control of the Panama Canal. Pope Francis is calling for a ceasefire on all war fronts. This is AP News. Now to the Christmas market attack overseas.
Four women and a 9-year-old boy were killed and 200 people were injured when a man drove into a Christmas market filled with holiday shoppers Friday in the German city of Magdeburg. Officials say the suspect, a 50-year-old Saudi doctor, published a huge number of posts on the internet and made insults and even threats, but was not known to be violent. Dr. Hans Jakob Schindler, who's the senior director of the Counterterrorism Project, says social media platforms need to help.
Whatever legal mandate you have, whatever how many resources the German or other security forces have in Europe, they will never be able to police the entire internet. We need those companies to help the security forces highlighting radicalization processes that they enable with their algorithms that lead to violence.
I'm Shelley Adler.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.